healing for something that you feel has been so entrenched. Wait, say that again, Jimmy.
So last night, my big left toe, when we were going through the fire tunnel, I sprained it. And then literally when you're just calling that out, it's just the bone just snapped. And then I just heard the crack. Yeah.
Praise God. Can we praise the Lord? A bone snapped and he got healed right here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I want to ask those of you, okay, who have, and by healing, I don't mean just physical. I know that's a big part of it. Mental health, emotional health, physical health, deeply entrenched in your life. And you feel like your healing is bringing along others. It could be your family. Your healing is their healing. It could be a nation. It could be some group of people, but it's been hard for you. And I want to, so if that's you, just kind of, you know, get ready. I want you to step up here in a moment, okay? But before we do that, I want to, our dearest homie's not here with us. And this homie, as you know, she's been struggling with fighting cancer. I want us to lean in for her, okay? And then we'll do that as well, okay? Who's a good friend of this homie? I need a sister to stand in. I know we got a bunch of sisters. How about a little triumvirate? All right. The big three. Come on. All right. The three amigas. All right. All right. And can we just have maybe just a few of the leaders, pastors, leaders, elders, just come up here. Thank you. And play, and everyone else, just extend your hand. We're going to agree by faith that this ancient door would open for healing in Jesus' name.
Lord of Lords, you're the King of Kings, you are mighty God, Lord of everything, you're Emmanuel, you're the great I am, you're the Prince of Peace. Who is the
so Father, we stand in.
You're the living God.
We may not have the faith of the centurion, but Lord, you grant us the faith. And we say, where homie is now, our three sisters, all of us stand in. And in the powerful, beautiful, mighty name of Jesus, we speak healing to every cell in her body. We speak divine alignment. We take authority right now over time and space. And we say, be healed. Daughter of God, be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Not just a bit, not just some, but full healing. That ancient door be wide open in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Ladies, if you could have a seat. Those of you, leaders, if you could still stay up here, please. If you feel the need, the tug for healing in the way that I've described, please come up here. We want to just lay hands. Physical, emotional, relational healing. Deeply entrenched. You're bringing along a whole family. A whole community. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, and leaders, if we could just lay hands and pray as the Lord leads, please. Can you step forward some? Can you step forward? Everyone in the prayer line, make one step forward. Okay? All right. Let's make room. Let's make room. It doesn't have to be a line necessarily. Let's make room for everyone. Okay? All right. Now I just need a couple of strong guys or women. Oh, there we go. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. The catch. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Okay. Could have a few people catch.
Thank you. Open the doors, God. Open the doors. The ancient doors, open. Open, Jesus. Open, Jesus. Open, Jesus. Open. Open, Jesus. Open in Jesus' name. Open in Jesus' name. Doors be open in Jesus' name. 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 Open. Doors open in Jesus' name. Open, 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 open. Open in Jesus' name.
You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. You are mighty God, Lord of everything. You're Emmanuel. You're the great I Am. You're the Prince of Peace. Who is the Lamb? You're my living God. You're my saving grace. You will reign forever. You are Ancient of Days. You are Alpha, Omega, beginning and end. You are Savior, Messiah, Redeemer, and Friend. I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy, and I will love and adore Him, and I will bow down before Him, and I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy, and I will love and adore Him, and I will bow down before Him. Like shooting stars, burning up the skies, all heavens open, we arise. In your presence, Lord, in your presence, only a moment in this light, till heavens open. Burning out the sky till heaven's open. We arrive in your presence, Lord, in your presence. Voices rise, all creation cries, singing out in endless Alleluia. From this moment on, join with heaven's song, singing out in endless Alleluia.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we say what you've opened, may no man, no demon close. What you've opened, may no one close in Jesus' name. Open the floodgates of joy, of healing, of the whole person. For our sake, your children. For revival's sake in our community. for cities, for nations, and for your glory, that you would be famous for what you've done this day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. If you've gotten prayer and you're able, please have a seat. If you're on the ground, please still soak. It's all right, okay? If you're soaking, if the Lord's touching you, no rush. Stay where you are. Let the Lord do His work. But if you've gotten prayer, let's have a seat. Thank you, Jesus. And keep letting the Lord touch you. No rush. Just get up when you can. Get up when you can. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We're going to continue just a little bit more. We're going to continue a little bit more of our hope stories. Can we get the house lights on just a bit? Someone back there? Just so when we're telling some hope stories, we could see who it is. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. All right. All right. All right. Lord's doing stuff. We're going to. Amen. Amen. Hey, by the way, we're still just running joke. We're still trying to figure out who texted the jampong or jajangmyeon. All right, so anyone want to take credit for it? It's credit. It's an awesome little thing. All right. Speaking of phone numbers, I got a number 2 weeks ago during our when Pastor John was anointing people, and I didn't have a chance to ask, but numbers 414 mean anything to anyone? 414. And I feel like it's some number you would know. It's like an area code, address, 414. Is that anybody? It's part of your address. It's part of your house number. 414. That's part of your number. All right. All right, and I just felt like it was a word of healing, and so let's. Can I just? Let's stay right where you are. I'll just. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yeah, you, Lord, you. You've been highlighting lots of different folks here, and we just thank you. When we got it 2 weeks ago, when Pastor John was anointing folks in the fire tunnel, I felt like it was a word of deep, deep healing, like whole person healing, and we just affirm what you've done. And what you're continuing to do in Vanetta's life and her family in Jesus' name. Her whole family in Jesus' name. Amen. We affirm that. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so Pastor Bill recently said, you know, in Revelation 12, we see victory. How? Two things. The blood of the Lamb. And the word of his testimony. And that's what our hope stories are here. So we're just going to leave a little bit of space. Maybe not little. We'll just leave some space for the Lord to get glory. I want to just open up the floor. We're going to have I'd like a few people to share. Here are the ground rules. Can I get some help so I don't have to do the thing, run around? Yeah. Some help here. Alfie, would you mind? So here, let's just ask, less is more. So be brief. Let's kind of state it this way. What was your problem and what did the Lord do? What was your issue and what did the Lord do? Okay. All right. Just have a few people share. Grace, are you coming up to share? All right.
Yeah. I'll try to be very fast. So I already shared about the last miracle. And so we were working on that. And then there's this other project.
What I call a double-double this weekend. During the 21-day fast, I just spent time praying with God and just saying, God, show me your glory. Show me your glory. So I get here, and Pastor Bill prays for me, and first thing out of his mouth was, show him your glory, Lord. And then Dallas came up to me and he started praying for my back alignment. So I turned 60 March 5th. After that prayer, I received it. I went to the gym yesterday and I was shooting hoops like I was 16. And Pastor Willen was talking about the guy getting healed, and I've been dealing with this back problem from an accident almost 20 years. So when he was talking about going to Africa and getting healed for 20 years, well, the double-double is Jimmy prayed for me last night, and he prayed, show him your glory, Lord, also. Pastor Weldon's youngest daughter, Izzy, came up and prayed. She said, Mr. Archer, you have a back alignment problem? And she prayed. Today, that's the double-double. My back is awesome. Hey. Look, I got a move. Hey, I got a dance move I hadn't done for 20 years. Whoop.
Hey, man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, not that one.
Where's Pete? All right, Pete, the problem is now that I have that in my memory now.
All right, how about just one more from the youth? I know there's a hope story in the youth, all right? Hey, youth, let me say this. So it's not about, you know, telling a cool, inspiring story. It is, but it's really about what the Lord's doing in your life, giving glory to whom it's due. And because you share a story, no pressure, I don't want to pressure anyone, but when you share it, others get changed, okay? So it's not actually your story to just keep in a box. So if you feel like there's something that the Lord did, I just want to give you the opportunity to rise up here, okay? No pressure. All right.
Well, for like a really long time, I've been struggling with like, I've been praying for a really long time to get some healing in my life for things I've been through, a lot of hard times in my life, and I such a healing for my heart. It's been so long since that happened to me.
Yeah.
Wait, stay right here. Amen, amen. And can you, for the sake of your generation and for those and everyone else, just release a quick declaration? Yeah.
God, I declare healing over my generation, over every person needs healing in the room. Clarity over every mind. Shalom, peace on every single person in this room. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for loving us so dearly and for giving us healing when we need it, but also showing us when we need it. Thank you, God. Thank you for your love, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Can we give the Lord a clap offering? Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. All right. All right. So we're going to start our worship service now. All right. Let me just, with no further delay, we're going to hand it over to Pastor Bill. Let's give Pastor Bill a great welcome. Come on.